What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Chance. And guys, on the Relentless Life, this is where we discuss things, principles, perspectives that are going to allow you to get one step closer to your dreams and to your goals every single day. Guys, I'm fired up for today's episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. We're going to be talking about how to immerse yourself in what you want to become and how to become that, okay? And that is, you know, our environment, our atmosphere is, you know, we're born into this world. We're born into a certain environment, and we cannot control that. But as we grow, as we evolve, as we change throughout our lives, as we grow into adults, we have the capability to be in control of the people that we decide to surround ourselves with. We have the control I heard something recently that's going to blow your guys' minds, and I don't know it word for word, but as human beings, we are able to, and there's a plane going by now, all these noises outside, we are able to control our environment, and it is in our control, you know, how we decide what people we get to introduce, and here it is, it's coming to my mind now. If you have a strong enough behavior, right, environment supersedes something else, and I can't remember what it was. I learned this from Eli Wilde. He's Tony Robbins' number one salesman, and he said if you have a specific behavior, and you're have a dominant and in control behavior, you can step into any environment and you can change that environment just by your attitude and just by your behavior. So that tells me that our mindset and our mentality is stronger if we allow it to be than our environment. So that means we can walk into a room full of people that are all negative, it's quiet, and we can walk into that environment with a certain behavior and mindset and literally shift that entire environment from our presence. If our presence is strong enough and our behavior is positive and optimistic where everyone else is not, we can walk into that environment and literally change the environment. So behavior supersedes environment. That's something I learned recently, and I thought that was very powerful, and it just came to my mind. I wanted to share that with you guys. And I thought that was a perfect thing to address in today's podcast episode, in today's topic of immersing yourself in the things you want to become, because we can look at life as the things around us dictate the outcome of our life, dictate our future, or we can say, wait a second, if I can just look within and I can just decide that everything that I need in my life to be successful and to accomplish my dreams and goals comes from within, nothing else matters. So you can literally walk into any situation, any circumstance, any environment, any atmosphere, and you can walk into that environment, into that atmosphere with the intention to change it to what you need to become who you want to become. So it's not just about immersing yourself, you know, around positive people. A pop-up just came up on my computer here. Hold on. I gotta exit out of this. So it's not just about immersing yourself around positive people and in a positive environment, because that is super important. But what is even more important and what supersedes that is what's inside, okay? You have to work on yourself before you think about immersing yourself in positive things. Like it's important to be around positive people and to cut out all the toxic people. Like, that is extremely important for your overall success and for you to be one step closer to your goals and to really level up to be a better version of yourself. But what's even more important is assessing what's on the inside, assessing what's in here, okay? And the way we do these things are through, daily mindset practices, things like I listen to motivational videos every morning. Today, the last couple of days I haven't, but usually every morning I'll get fired up for 5 or 10 minutes in the morning. I'll take a cold shower. I'll meditate. I'll do some breathing exercises. Marshall, I think you do the same thing, bro. And that's why I'm able to get myself. Okay. And back. So I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to move my whole setup here. You guys just bear with me. This is what happens when you travel. You have to work with different environments as we're talking about environments. Thank you for bearing with me. I'm following 100%. Good, Marshall. I'm happy you're following 100%, bro. We're gonna set this up here. I hope that I'm a little closer to the Wi-Fi, and we are closer to the Wi-Fi. It looks like I have better signal. Although on Facebook or on Facebook it's still showing weak. Alright, let's do it. For those of you guys, oh awesome, babe. Kate said that the connection hasn't froze. So where was I? So environment, right? And we're gonna get through this, and I'm gonna wrap it up. I just wanted to give you guys this little perspective today. If you needed a mindset shift, you know, I know for me personally, even as a coach, as a mentor, I have my own mentor. I follow my own people that lead me and guide me into thinking the way that I should be thinking. So just, I don't want you guys to think like I'm Mr. Perfect and I have it all together and I'm like telling you guys all these mindset practices and all these perspectives. I only say these things because of what I'm being taught. Okay, so it's very important to look up chain and not look down chain. Now, you know, like in my position, like obviously I look up chain, I have a mentor, I have somebody that I look up to, that multiple people that teach me and that coach me. But I also now I'm in a position to be able to coach other people and share my perspective, share mindset, my mindset tips and rituals and everything that I do to be successful and to get one step closer to my goals in my own life. So, you know, I want to encourage you guys that can be you too. You know, whether you're a fitness coach or just a mentor or a leader or, you know, a community leader or organizer, like we all have that capability to be leaders in our own life. And if you don't, and if you can't lead, if you don't want to lead for anybody else, lead yourself into the right direction, lead yourself to the right environment. As we were just saying, lead yourself to immerse yourself in positive people in a positive environment. And like I said, what's even more important than that is looking within and changing the narrative of how you think about walking into a certain environment. For the longest time, I didn't realize that my mindset and my personality can literally shift the energy in a room. Like you guys can walk into any room that is toxic, negative, quiet, just uncomfortable, right? And you can walk into that room and completely change the entire dynamic of the atmosphere of said room. Like, I don't think like you guys, like some of you guys might know that, but I didn't know that up until like a month ago. And it's just one of those things where if you really think deeply enough about it and you try it yourself and you think like, okay, today I'm going to put myself in a situation, into an environment, and I'm going to challenge myself to change that atmosphere or change that environment. Guys, if this is hitting with anyone, I want to see some fire in the comments below. I want to see that this is resonating with somebody, and I want to see that this is impacting someone enough, Marshall, Kate, anybody that's in here right now, that you're going to do your best today or into this week, purposely seek out a situation or an environment that is not ideal and do your damn best to bring a positive mindset, to bring a smile, and to try to change the atmosphere or environment of that situation. Like that is relentless, okay? That is what this is all about. It's about change. It's about putting yourself in a different perspective. It's about taking yourself out of the certain situation you're in, looking at it from an outside perspective and saying, how can I go into that environment and change the energy, change the vibe? How can I make somebody smile today? Like, guys, that is like, honestly, like that's something that is so important to me. Like when I'm at Publix and I'm checking out, or I go to get my hair done, like, or haircut, you know, with my barber. So I'm gonna say he's like having a bad day. Like I think to myself, how can I make this person smile? How can I leave an impact on this person for the rest of the day? Because if you can leave an impact on somebody and get them to smile, think about what they can do to the next person they have connection with, right? We've all heard the saying, pay it forward, pass it on, whatever you want to call it. I feel like this is something that still is super undervalued and does not happen enough. So, you know, I challenge you guys today. That's how I'm going to wrap this podcast up. I challenge you guys today to take this energy and to take this new mindset perspective of literally going into any environment and shifting the narrative through your own mind, through your own positivity, and through you smiling and being happy, and change that entire atmosphere, change that entire dynamic. Okay. Like, I challenge you guys to do that. I want to hear from at least one of you watching this or listening to this on replay, live on the podcast, and say, Chance, I went out into my life this week. I took the challenge and I walked into a difficult environment, and I literally changed either you had a conversation with somebody, you changed the whole atmosphere, like you did something to make somebody smile, just to change someone else's perspective or change the outcome of their day through your positive mindset and through you making that decision, that it's important enough to say, I'm going to start from within. I'm going to immerse myself with positivity, and I'm going to go out to another environment, and I'm going to change the way people view that setting and change the way people view themselves. Because, you know, if you can change yourself, you can change the world. So guys, I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you guys have a fantastic Monday. Have a fantastic week. You guys, I will see you here on the podcast this coming Wednesday and then Friday as well. So this is the first week that I'm doing this 3 days a week rather than five. We've been doing 5 days a week, I think, since like June. So it's been a minute. So I really appreciate you guys understanding me bumping it down to 3 days a week. We will be going live instead of 12 at 9 a.m. So I will see you guys Wednesday, 9 a.m. Three new podcasts every week. If you guys got some value from today's podcast, make sure y'all screenshot your phone or take a snippet on Facebook. If you're on your laptop, wherever you're listening to, or just on the podcast, screenshot it. Write your number one or two biggest takeaways from today's podcast. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness and post it up to your story, so I know you guys got some fire value from today's episode. I am super grateful for every single one of you guys tuning in today, listening to me talk. I really hope that you got something from this episode, and I will see you guys Wednesday at 9 a.m. Have the best Monday. Have the best week of your entire life. Much love, much respect. Coach Chance out. See you guys.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.